The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. There is an ancient Jewish aphorism that teaches, the temple is to space what the Sabbath is to time. The temple is to space what the Sabbath is to time. You may recall how holy the Sabbath day is to Jews and Christians alike. Heck, we even have one whole commandment out of the Ten Commandments of the Decalogue. It's number 3, by the way. To safeguard its sanctity. Keep holy the Sabbath day. It is on the basis of the biblical concept of creation and resting on the seventh day, and later the Christian addition of Sunday as the Sabbath of the new creation, that the modern work week and the 2-day rest came to be. We all know how important it is to rest to our health. I should have rested a little bit more and I wouldn't have gotten sick. And also to our holiness, which is why the rock band Loverboy sang, "Everybody's working for the weekend." The Sabbath should be experienced like a little heaven on earth. The moment we put down the tools of our trade, our work, and we rest in the Lord, and we pay greater attention to our neighbor. The Sabbath symbolizes, therefore, not only the end of the week, but also the end of life. The Sabbath is our ultimate destination. In a word, heaven. Once you grasp the meaning of the second half of this aphorism about the Sabbath, it makes it a little easier to comprehend the first half. That is the significance of the temple, a building. Just like we need to carve a little time out of our week to worship the Lord, so we need to set aside some space in our lives for the Lord. For the Jews, the quintessential sacred space was Jerusalem, and in particular, the temple. In the Old Testament, the city of Jerusalem and the Jerusalem temple symbolized God's throne on earth, His chosen palace. That's why it was so devastating when the Jews were deported to Babylon. They'd been kicked out of God's house. And why it was equally urgent that they return and reconstruct the temple as soon as possible. This is also why the Jews will never stop fighting for full possession of Jerusalem and Israel, and why they feel no need to share it with the Arabs or the Christians. The Sabbath day consecrates in time, and the Jerusalem temple consecrates space. And they both point to a kind of paradise on earth, our ultimate home, the Father's house. Today might seem like a strange feast day to most Catholics, the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome. Usually our feast days are focused on the saints, but this time it's on a building. Why? Well, because we are all Jewish Christians. The Jews are our spiritual ancestors, and they have taught us the ancient faith. We read the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. In other words, Catholics can also applaud the aphorism, "The Sabbath is to time what the temple is to space." And for a Catholic, a cathedral always holds a high place among all the churches, all the temples in the diocese. The cathedral contains the cathedra. That's where the name cathedral comes from. Cathedra means the chair of the bishop, the principal shepherd. But the cathedral is also the mother church in the diocese. And therefore, all Catholics are its parishioners. So how many parishioners does the Cathedral of St. Andrew have in Little Rock? 122,842. Well, the Lateran Basilica is the cathedral church of the Pope, and therefore the mother church of all Catholics worldwide. So how many parishioners does St. John Lateran Basilica have? 1,285,000,000. I'm glad I'm not the pastor of that church. But the reason we recognize the importance of a building is because it carves a little space out of this world and leaves it solely for God's purposes. Of course, God is present everywhere, but it is always special to spend time in God's house. Just like it is always special when someone comes to your home, you don't let just anybody into your home. They sort of step into your world when they step into your house. Thank you for carving out a little time and a little space for God today by coming to Mass in this holy place. This is a small symbolic taste of the eternal rest at the end of our life of work on earth. We will step into the Father's house, the Mother Church of all creation. Praised be Jesus Christ.